We're talking about the process of the geula. The process of the geula. Big night tonight. Big night. So the process of the geula, the Goyim says, is the process of sifting through racious tvuasar. Klai sounds like grain, and we are sifting through the grain. There's three parts of the psoilus of the grain. There's three parts of the psoilus of the grain. There's the stalk, which is the most distant. You have to get rid of that first. Then there's the outside of the kernel, the chaff. And then there's on the kernel itself, there's like the whole wheat, the regular wheat. You want to really get the best part. To get the real wheat, you got to go through three of these processes. So Klai Yisrael, he says, has three levels of psoilus, and we have to get rid of all of them in order to perfect Klai Yisrael. The first one is the mites, is the most exterior. That was Yishmael. Yishmael didn't even have a Jewish mother. We explained yesterday, Yishmael comes from Hagar. It's a psoilus of Avraham Avinu. Then comes, that was a little bit of perfection, but it's still close to Klai Yisrael. It's still Esav. Esav has a Jewish mother. Esav is a little closer to Klai Yisrael. Esav's head is in Maris Machpelah. Esav has a lot more potential to be part of Klai Yisrael, but he's the mites. He's the Tevin. He's the outside of the kernel. He's on the kernel. We got to get rid of him. But that's easy because you just take a sifter. If you learn Hilchos Shabbos, you know. You do boirer, all these things, no problem. But there's one other malacha you got to do, which is you got to clean out the actual whole wheat from the white wheat. You want fluffy white bread. You're not interested in this whole wheat stuff, even though nowadays everyone convinces us that it's better, right? Really, what you want is whole wheat. White flour. So the grain is a big problem with that, because the only way to get to fine flour is by tchina. You got to actually crush the grain. Once you crush the grain, then you can sift it. So the crushing the grain in the gullus process is what will perfect Klai Yisrael from the Harubis, which is within Klai Yisrael. In the Mida of Yaakov Avinu, there's going to be a psoilus, which you're going to have to get rid of. And that's going to, through the gullus process, we will be getting rid of that psoilus, and that's going to leave us with fine flour, okay? And that's what Mashiach will come. Mashiach ben Yosef gets rid of Yishmael. Mashiach ben David will get rid of Esav, which, by the way, this is a big stira in the Kisvei Hagra, apparently. And I don't know, I'm fucking Kisvei Hagra, but apparently there's a big stira about this issue of if it's Mashiach ben Yosef gets rid of Yishmael and Mashiach ben David gets rid of Esav, or the other way around. But that's beyond the scope of this discussion and this speaker. And when he says it's beyond the scope of this discussion, as if I have what to say about it, but I'm just not sharing it. I'm not a buck in that. Then we got to get rid of the third koyach, which is within Klal Yisrael. The Goyim, based on the Zohar, in many Kisvei Zohar, and in many Kisvei Agra, most of which are brought on the page of this print of Evan Shlema. In this print of Evan Shlema, he goes and brings many, many tens of Makiris and Agra to the concepts. And he's that psoilus, which is part of Klal Yisrael, that we have to improve on, that's the psoilus called Erev Rav. That's the psoilus that gets attached to Klal Yisrael, right? It gets attached, and we have to go at Yitzias Mitzrayim, at the birth of Klal Yisrael. There was this koyach called Erev Rav. It's a mixture from the outside that gets part of us, and that mixture has ashpa on us, and that mixture causes us to do averis, like the eagle at the beginning and such. And that mixture is what we have to go through the rest of the gulls to get rid of. So we have to rid ourselves now of the psoilus that Moshe Rabbeinu took into Klai Yisrael by accepting the Erev Rav. And those were the people that caused us to do the Egal, and for the rest of history are causing us these problems. Okay, now, it doesn't mean these people. It means that spiritual entity, that spiritual koach. The Zohar and the Arizal write that the Rishoyim of Klal Yisrael are Gilgulim of Erev Rav. So there's a spiritual koach within Klal Yisrael of this Erev Rav that we've got to get rid of. There's many, many remozim to this concept. At the Goyin holds that at the end of Golos, the Erev Rav will be so strong that the leaders of the Jewish people will goofa be the Apikarsim, will be all those people that are against Torah itself, which seems to make no sense, right? But when you look in the movements that took people away from Judaism, the leaders, communism, all the people were Jewish, right? And such. So the pshat is that the powerful people in the Klal Yisrael are the koyach of the Erev Rav. The Goyen says that's what it means. Erev, which is the Erev, the mixtures, Rav, they will be the Rav. They will be on top at the end of Golos. And that's what it means. And that's why it's Erev, in the Erev. They succeed in the Erev. The original Chet of the Egel happened in the Erev. And that's because it was the Erev Rav in the evening. And it's towards the evening, is towards the end of the day, towards the end of the process, that's when the Erev Rav starts taking hold. So it was about to be the 40 days, bam, they take hold, they cast us in the Egel. Now, towards the end of the Golos, they're taking over the Chutzpah Yazgi, the power of the Erev Rav, the power of the end of Golos, that there will be a chutzpah yaski, there will be azei ponim, there will be, the Gemara in Sota describes it as the azei ponim yelchu barosh, right? The mechutzafim will be the leaders, that's referring to this power of the Erev Rav, which towards the end of the Golos process starts taking over in Klal Yisrael and starts taking hold. And those are the people that lead us astray, and the only way, the only power that we have against that is through the koshi of Golos. The difficulty of the Golos is what gives us gufa the strength to be able to battle that. That's the Erev Rav. That's why the Rosh Tevis of Erev Rav is Rav. Ayin Resh, Ra. The Goyin says, if you subtract the Ra from Erev Rav, you're left with Raid, go down. In other words, that's what made us go down, is the Ra coming out of the Erev Rav is what made us go down, Lech Raid, go down. You know, we lost our Dargo because of our connection with the Erev Rav. Now, again, this is what the more evil and the more corruption within the Jewish people that happens, that's a bigger sign of the Golos. Okay? And the Goyin says here, they bring down that this is why the evil takes, as you get to the end, the evil to the geula, the evil takes greater and greater strength, and therefore you gotta, so he says, it's like getting ready for Pesach, right? And finally, after the sixth hour, you gotta burn all the chametz. Then you can have the geula on Pesach. So after the sixth hour, you burn the chametz. That's a symbol of after the sixth hours when the Erev Rav got Klal Yisrael to do the Averis of the Egel. So now is when they are taking hold. What do you got to do? You got to react right away fiercely and burn all the chametz. Make sure that there's no sa'ar shebe'isa. There's no place, and the Yetzer Hara cannot take over this, you know, and take hold. And right before the Geula process of Pesach, you got to make sure that that's what happens. Okay, now, there's a fascinating phenomenon, and they bring down over here that this phenomenon is actually predicted by the Shalach. Okay, what's the phenomenon? Phenomenon is that as you go on in the generations, there's more and more chumrot, more chumras. People are doing things better and better. You know, like everyone says, oh, the Chafetz Chaim's grandchildren would never use his becher, would never use his kais for kiddush, it's too small. You know, we have a bigger shear. What, your grandfather was the Chafetz Chaim, use his cup. No. We keep it in the buffet as the display, but it's not really our shear. There's such a thing like that. The Chafetz Chaim's kids don't use his cup because it's too small for them. They hold it's not the shear. So, and all sorts of things like You look around at our matzahs and look around at our tefillin, and they're just coming up with things like you know, I called this guy in Eretz Yisrael, the cipher. He's like, okay, good news, I found the new chumrah in the Megillah. I said, what is it? He said, you want it with all the chumras? Yeah, it's a $5,000. $5,000 for a Megillah. It used to be $1,000, $1,200, $1,800, So what's the chumrah? The chumrah is that you should have enough cloth at the end of the Megillah to wrap around the whole Megillah. And gilyonis, the margins on top and the bottom, should be equal to the size of the ksav. So you might be paying double the amount of cloth. They have massive, massive gilyonis. Where does the chumrah come from? Yeah. Obviously, there's some sort of, they dug up from Shita somewhere. But I bought some of the Megillah. It was like this size. It was like massive this size, and it was this thick. It was like wrapping around. So gilyonis chazanish, I don't know. But are we crazy? I mean, like, what's, so the Shalah says, yeah. Depends who you ask. don't get my family started on this topic. So the Shalah says that no, Adrav, because as the Golos continues, the Erev Rav takes a greater hold of Klal Yisrael. And the koyach of the Erev Rav is to be put together. So therefore, the response to being parents together is to make new gedar. And therefore, the generation's response will be to adding chumras that didn't exist in the generations before. So this is not stamazoi, too many people learned in brisk or whatever. This is predicted. This is part of the process of the gula. Okay? These chumras and this precautions and this taking, making gedarim and making, setting things up that we shouldn't, do things the most is a response to the threat of Erev Rav, which is like this prayer Rosh Valana, which is like the seed within the Jewish people, which is coming to be mevatalit and be azipanim, like be with chutzpah to the process and to the system. So the response is the making new, the gedarim and showing the chashivas. That's a response to this power of the Erev Rav. So therefore, it's parallel. And when we win that battle, then Mashiach is ready to come. So it's the power of the Erev Rav, which he said is the mechutzofim, is the bali gaiva, is the those people in the Jewish people try to take the leadership, not for the purpose of l'shem shemayim, but rather for the purpose of self-aggrandizement. Those people, in order to counteract that, we have to make our gedarim and do things the proper way, and that is going to bring the geula process. So, like, fascinating stuff. There, in the Kisvei Agra, there is also in Arichus, besides Erev Rav, of the Koach of Amalek. And since it's Parshas Zohar, when we're supposed to destroy Amalek, maybe we could try to discuss that tomorrow. The koach of Amalek and how that plays out with what's it called? Tomorrow this is the same. I see him. I think I'll be able to come here for that. Okay. Tafiyan, you see him. Okay. Very good.